Day and maximum temperatures for all of us about 18 to 21 Celsius.
Thank you, Simon. Now on Radio 4, it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Monday the 28th of July. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low expected over Spain, 1011, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira 40s. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later in South Utsira and North Utsira. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in East Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming occasionally variable 2 to 4. Showers until later, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Showers, fair for a time, then rain later in Plymouth. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4. Occasionally 2 at first in southwest and 5 for a time in the northeast. Showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in the south. Showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 2 at first in East Lundy. Rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea. West or northwest, becoming variable, then cyclonic later, 2 to 4. Showers then fair for a time. Rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 2 at first in North Bailey, otherwise westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic at times, 3 to 5. Then rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Faroes and later in West Fair Isle. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 or 5 at first in the east, otherwise variable 2 or 3, becoming mainly southerly 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 3, 13 miles, 1011, steady. Lucas, west by north 1, 30 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1016, steady. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 3, 11 miles, 1019. Jersey, north-northwest 3, 15 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 3, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 3, 8 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest 2, 16 miles, 1023, steady. Ronald's Way, west by south 2, 15 miles, 1019, falling slowly. And Malin Head, west northwest 4, 16 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, The current west to northwest airflow will persist across the inshore waters, but will decrease light and variable at times. Showers will die out today to allow some fair weather for a time before more rain or drizzle develops through Tuesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Showers until later, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the south, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in the far south. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers until later, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers until later, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers until later, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5 for a time. Showers until later, moderate or good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, decreasing 2 at times and occasionally 5 later in the west. Showers, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times later. Showers becoming fair, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later in the south, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in the north. Showers becoming fair for a time, then rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. The Isle of Man. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, then rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers becoming fair for a time. Rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable, then cyclonic later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near the Mull of Kintyre. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 or 3, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, fair for a time, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in the north, becoming variable, but cyclonic later in the south, 2 to 4. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And the Shetland Isles. West veering northwest 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Time now for prayer for the day with Jenny Hurd.
Porada, good morning. A few years ago, I was on a train leaving Birmingham New Street, heading for Mid Wales, where I live. The carriage was packed, with many lively conversations taking place. Gradually, I became aware of maybe about 7 different languages being used, including British Sign Language. It was fantastic, being surrounded by such a wealth of communication. The memory still makes me smile. Here in Wales, we have 2 official languages, Welsh and English. Language can sometimes divide, but it can also enrich and unite. helping to create peace in our world, our communities, and ourselves. We found this to be true in the Methodist Church in Wales, where we've been a single bilingual synod since September 2022, as well as in the life of Cateen, Churches Together in Wales, where member churches use either or both languages, supporting ecumenical mission and ministry in both English and Welsh. Simply learning how to greet someone in their own language can make a huge difference and be the start of relating positively. Talking and negotiating must surely be the best way to bring peace between people and nations. But there is a language beyond words, which Mother Teresa called the language of love, spoken silently in her work of caring in Calcutta. Simply sharing a smile can speak much louder than words. So I pray to God today that I may listen with an openness of heart and mind that helps to foster unity and speak words that make for harmony and peace.
Prayer for the Day with Jenny Hurd. Now it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, the fight over inheritance tax on farms continues, despite draft legislation showing the government isn't backing down. First, though, you don't need me to tell you that this has been a year when the weather pendulum has swung from one extreme to another. A record-breaking wet winter has been followed by a record-breaking dry spring and early summer in many parts of the UK, with three heatwaves thrown in for good measure. So managing water has become a huge challenge for farmers, and that's what we're exploring on the programme this week. Let's start by hearing from Dr. Doug Wilson, Science Director of the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology.
We've currently experienced the driest May to June period in England since 1893. Rivers are exceptionally low across eastern Scotland, eastern England,